So what should you be thinking when you say the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Say it every day, say it twice, at least twice, but at least during davening, what is supposed to be going through your mind? So Shulchan, obviously not a simple question, not a simple answer. Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshomrim, there are some say she'en mitzvah tzrichas kavana, Yeshomrim she'tzrichas kavana. Some say you need to have kavana when you do mitzvahs, some say you don't have to do mitzvahs. So this is called type one, we'll call it, of kavana. This kavana is simply talking about whether you have in mind that you're doing a mitzvah or you're doing something else. So this is a different type of kavana than we're going to be discussing for the most part. We'll call this a type 1 kavana. If it's type 1 kavana, it's a machlokes, whether you need it or whether you don't need it. Shulchan Aruch says, v'chein halacha, that you need to have kavana. So in other words, when you're doing a mitzvah, you have to know that you are performing a mitzvah. Pretty basic halacha. Mishnah Berurah clarifies that if you're anyway doing the mitzvah in the normal time, what else are you doing in davening? You're not playing football in shul. You're sitting here, and you happen to be davening, and you happen to say the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad without thinking that you're doing it for a mitzvah. It says the chayadim, you fulfill this type of kavana. You satisfy the requirement because, of course, what else are you doing in shul besides saying Kriya Shema? That's what you're supposed to be doing. So for sure, this is the easiest type of kavana to satisfy. Mishnah Berurah also notes, there's a machlokas whether this first type of kavana is necessary just for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. You need for the whole Kriya Shema. For the most part, we say you just need it even for the first pasuk. But this kavana, again, is pretty simple kavana to do. You know what you're doing. You know you're saying Kriya Shema. You don't have to have such deep kavanas. That's kavana number one. Kavana type two, though, is a little bit different. Hakore Hashema v'lo kivin libo, if you don't have in mind, but pasuk rishon, which is Shema Yisrael, well yotzi yedei chovaso. So what is this type 2 kavana that you have to have as well? So Shulchan Aruch doesn't really explain very much. Mishnah Berurah clarifies, you know what this type 2 is that you need to have for the first pasuk? He says, you have to have mekabel ol malchus shamayim v'achduso yizbarach. You have to have in mind that you're accepting the yoke of Hashem, and that He is the only singular God that we have. Obviously, the only one is unique, and a one is singularity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to think about that when you say the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, for this type 2 of kavana, Shulchan Aruch says it in a couple of places, emphasizing how much you need it. In Simon Samach Gimel, he says again, Shulchan Aruch writes, he says like this, he says, Iker kavana hu bepasuk rishon, and therefore, if you don't have this special type of kavana, about think about Omal Chashamayim for pasuk rishon, you're not yotze kriyashma. Shulchan Aruch in again says, but by the way, Mishnah Berurah says it's not only the first pasuk. First pasuk, of course, anytime they tell you it's the first pasuk, it never only means that's just the first pasuk. It means the first pasuk and Baruch Shem Kor Malchus Olam Vod, according to many. So here, this special kavana that you have to have, this type 2 kavana, about knowing that you're accepting all Malchus Shamayim, has to be for the first pasuk and Baruch Shem Kor Malchus Olam Vod. There is another Shulchan Aruch that seems to highlight this as well. Shulchan Aruch says, you could read Kriya Shema whatever language you want, as long as you understand it. So if you speak Portuguese, you could read it in Portuguese. Yachal Krosa B'cholash, in whatever language that you understand. Says Mishnah Berurah, so why don't we read it in English? Says Mishnah Berurah, well, we read it in the Hebrew because everyone presumably knows the meaning of the words in Hebrew. Now, I don't know if everyone is really true, but Mishnah Berurah says, presumably everyone understands the meaning of the first pasuk. Okay, so what do you have to actually think to fulfill this first pasuk? So not surprisingly, it is not clear. The Igros Moshe writes that the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad actually mean all Malchus Shamayim. So you don't have to think anything necessarily extra. You just need to focus on the words. What do the words mean? Hashem Elokeinu means Hashem is one. It's Kabbalah's all Malchus Shamayim. But it's not enough just to say Hashem Elokeinu. You have to also say Shem Echad to say that not only is Hashem our God, but Hashem is the uniqueness, his singularity, that is part of the first pasuk. Rabbi Yashim says, no, that's not part of the first pasuk. First part of the first pasuk means whatever it means. It means listen, we'll see exactly what it means in a second, but it means Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. And then separately, you also have to think Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. Rabbi Kiveger says, no, your third opinion, you don't have to actually think about the meaning of the words, you just have to think that Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim, I accept the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is one, and that is sufficient. Okay, let's say you're a dope and you botch it. You read Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you fly through it and you're not Yotze. What do you do? It's still within second or two or three, Toch Kedei Dibur, do you have to repeat Kriya Shema, do you have to repeat the Pasuk, or can you just have in mind at that point? So B'Shevet HaLevi was asked this question. He says, Anisgar Be'emtzo Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Sheshachach L'chavin HaKavonis Shetzrichas. You forgot, you got the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, everyone's going, Echad, which we'll see is probably wrong to begin with. But the guy, everyone's going, oh, and then I should have thought, oh, Malchus Shemayim. Can you think about it at that point? Says the Shevet HaLevi, I am Yochel Chavin Be'emtzo Yaschel B'schilas HaPasuk. You have to start again. He says, Yichavin Be'emtzo HaPasuk. You can still make it up, even though you didn't have the proper intent for the beginning. The middle is sufficient. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is cited in the Piskei Tshuvas and says, you can even have in mind until you start Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Umvod. So even if you stop, you have all these cheshbonos, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you're thinking about whatever you're thinking about, but you totally forgot to think about O Malchus Shemayim, you can still fit it in as long as you don't start Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. Tricky question is, I don't know, if you started Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, but it's still Toch Kedei Dibur, Can you still have in mind? I'm not sure. It's unclear from the Shevet HaLevi. But imagine that you still could have in mind, but it's not so clear. Okay, so it seems like a pretty easy shear. A short shear. Should be done, right? You know what you have to do? O Malchus Shemayim, translate the words. How hard is it? Any idiot could do it. So let me ask you a question. What do the words Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad mean? You could give a two-hour shiur on the topic. I will give you a minute and a half of confusion to spin your head in for at least three of the, what is it? Shema Yisrael, Hashem, okay, no, Hashem, okay, seven words. Three of the seven words I'll drive you crazy with. Yeah? What does Shema mean? So,
listen.
Okay. The Yavid says it doesn't mean listen. It means to be makabel, to accept. So you have to think about listening. You have to think about accepting. Says the Chaznish. No. Listening is actually the same thing as accepting. And accepting is the same as understanding, because if you understand something, then you'll accept it. If you don't understand, then you're not going to accept it. So fine. Says in the Sifrei Kabbalah, you know what Shema Yisrael means? To gather your thoughts. Shema actually comes from the notion of gathering, and therefore you have to gather your thoughts to focus. So when you think of Shema, you have to think about listening, understanding, accepting, gathering, and all these things. Okay, one word. Yeah, not so easy. Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Who's Yisrael?
Us.
What does us mean? So Pshat number one is what you thought. I thought. General B'nai Yisrael. Pshat number two, I saw this in the Sefer Otzer Brachas. He says Pshat number two is, it refers to Yisrael specifically as one unit. Meaning we're not many people in Yisrael. It's one unit of Achdus. You have to think about Achdus in Yisrael, that we're one Yisrael. Three, Pshat three, Yisrael is who? Who's a simple pshat of Yisrael?
Yaakov
Avinu. You think about Yaakov Avinu and say Shema Yisrael? According to some poskim, you have to. And that's what it means. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu never died because he repeated his name, Shema Yisrael. You talk to him every day. So obviously he's not dead. So pshat number three. Pshat number four is, refers to Hashem. Hashem is in some ways referred to Yisrael. So now, Shema, you have to think about four things. Yisrael, you have to think about four things. What about Echad? Hashem is one. What does one mean? So one, you have three different pshatim. Pshat number one is Hashem is in Shemayim and Eretz, and it's all four directions. That's very all over the world. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two can mean not necessarily physical area, but time-wise. Hashem was, is, and will always will be. It's pshat two. Pshat number three says in Itziv, based on the Gemara and Brachos, that Hashem has a special thing. He gives special miracles for Klal Yisrael. V'lefishesh anhaga nisus miuchedes liYisrael. He has a special, like, I guess, oats or a box in which he gives special miracles to the Klal Yisrael. Hasa mucha milsa man avin nisu kud shabrichu, the Gemara says. Hashem is one, and he gives to us these special nisim. It's a special relationship. So what means echad is you have to think about the special relationship that you have with Hashem, and it gives these miracles specifically to the Jewish nation. So therefore you see, it's not such a simple thing. Think about O Malchus Shemayim. At the end of this 10 pages in the Sefer Otzar Bracha, He points out, obviously it's impossible to think about all of these things, but yeah, you should try your best to have the proper kavanah. The upshot is if you want one word, just think about Malchus Shamayim. Think about Malchus Shamayim, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Moshe says you don't have to think about different names of Hashem. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem, okay, no, Hashem Echad, it's fine. Just think about Hashem. Think about Malchus Shamayim, accepting Malchus Shamayim. If you look at Art School, that's all what Art School says, at least in the Hebrew version, and then you'll be fine. But obviously nothing ever in Yiddishkeit is so simple.